ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to News Time.
Hi Emily.
Hello Emily.
Hi Emily.
And hello to our listener legend, Joni.
Hi Emily, I'm Joni. I live in Gardner Land and in Adelaide. I listen to News Time every weekend on the way to school.
Thanks, Joni. We've got some epic stories in today's episode. We'll head all the way to the top of Australia where the traditional owners of the land are celebrating a big win. We'll also meet a 12-year-old walking a very long way for a good cause. And we'll attend the world's slowest concert. But before we start, make sure you get your grown-ups to follow or like News Time wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Are you ready?
You're listening to News Time.
News me up, Emily.
The Cape York Peninsula is in far north Queensland at the very top of Australia. It's brimming with wilderness like rivers and rainforests, and it's home of the Eastern Guguyalanji people. Even though the Eastern Guguyalanji people have lived on the land for thousands of years, it was only recently that one of Australia's biggest courts, the Federal Court, officially recognised something called their native title rights.
I think because they wanted to save the land, because I think it was their land before. So, yeah, they wanted their land back.
You're on the right track. Native title recognises the traditional owners of the land and waters. Across Australia, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have been fighting for a long time to be officially recognised as the traditional owners of the land and waters. The Eastern Guguyalanji people have been battling for many years to have the government recognise them as the rightful owners of the area around the Cape York Peninsula. They recently won their fight when a special ceremony was held to announce their native title claim was a success.
I would think it's not that fun because you have to battle for it.
I think they would be really happy. If that was me, I would be, amazed.
It was a long battle, but the Eastern Guguyalanji people say they're very happy. They'll now be able to decide what happens on their country and continue to care for it. They also hope the decision will provide opportunities for young Eastern Guguyalanji people to help manage the land into the future. An elder named Frances Walker says her people's strength has always been togetherness, and their motto is to stand together and be strong for people and land. Another elder named Kathleen Walker says the decision is for everyone in the community, those who began the fight and those who will follow. Eastern Guguyalanji man Callum Clark says he looks forward to Bun Day. That means sitting on country and enjoying it with no more fighting. Sounds good to me.
Newsy, newsy news.
A 12-year-old boy named Dusty Langby is about to walk from his hometown all the way to the nation's capital, Canberra. Dusty's from Warren in western New South Wales, which is a long, 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 long way from Canberra. 500 kilometres, which would take at least 5 hours in a car travelling non-stop. In fact, it's going to take Dusty 16 days to finish the walk.
Keep walking, don't let your legs get tired.
Keep on walking, don't let your butt cheeks get tired.
I think he might get tired. But Dusty is determined to complete the walk because he's raising money for charity.
I think that's really nice for him to raise some money for charity.
Charity is
charity when someone like doesn't have any money to go to hospitals or something.
Kinda. Dusty is raising money for a charity called Little Wings that provides free flights to Sydney for kids who live in rural areas. Dusty and his brother have both been flown to Sydney by Little Wings for medical appointments.
Because they're too far away?
Exactly. There aren't as many doctors and facilities in rural areas as there are in the city, so kids like Dusty have had to travel a long, long way for help. Dusty has already raised $100,000 for Little Wings, but he hopes to raise $1 million.
I don't know how to get us to raise $1 million bucks, but
I want to donate this weird unicorn that my friend gave me.
I mean, maybe your weird unicorn could help. As well as raising money, when he arrives in Canberra, Dusty will be speaking to no other than Anthony Albanese, Australia's Prime Minister. What do you think he'll say?
Sup, yo.
Well, I think he's going to say, like, it's an honour to meet you.
Dusty hopes to tell the Prime Minister all about how difficult it is for kids in the bush to get medical help. You've got our attention, Dusty.
Good luck, Dusty.
Good luck, Dusty. I hope you get to the end.
Say hi to the PM for us.
This story made me go, wow, because I can't believe that this music can go on for 600 years.
If you're a long-time listener with a memory like an elephant, you might recall a story on Newstime about 2 years ago about a very special organ.
Organ is something that, like, protects your body, and the biggest organ is your skin.
Not that kind of organ.
The organ's like a piano, and then they're like these poles that stick up and ones are high and lower.
Yes, that type of organ. It's all the way overseas in a tiny church in a country called Germany. And it's been playing the same song for 25 years so far.
I wonder who's playing it.
That's the interesting thing. The song will go for a whopping 639 years. It's called As Slow As Possible. But one person can't play a song for all that time, right?
I don't know how that's even possible. I mean, like, I've never seen a musical instrument go dong for like 6,000 years.
But you need to press on a pedal for it to keep going.
It does need humans to help. The performance began in the year 2001 when someone pressed one of the keys on the organ and then left a small sandbag on the key so the sound would ring out for a long time. Then, a couple of years later, someone else added another sandbag.
You record you doing it once and then you just keep on, then you keep on recording it again and again.
Good guess, but the sounds aren't recorded. An electric blower sends wind into the organ to keep the sound going and going. And just recently, the sound changed again, but it wasn't with a sandbag. Someone added an extra pipe to the organ. Now the organ has 8 pipes and a slightly higher sound. Another sound change will happen next year. I wonder who'll still be listening at the end.
Me. Because I will still be alive. Maybe I can just skip time.
There's no such thing as a time travel.
You never know. Alrighty, I hope you've been listening very carefully because it's time for today's quiz. Question 1. In what state is the Cape York Peninsula? Queensland. Question 2. What's the name of the charity Dusty is helping? Little Wings. Question 3. What's the name of the song being played by the organ in Germany? As Slow As Possible. And your news noodler, why do you think someone would write a song that would take more than 600 years to finish? There you have it. Thanks for your help today.
Thanks, Emily.
Bye, Emily.
Catch you next time. Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.
Hello, I'm R.A. Spratt, the children's author behind the Friday Barnes, Nanny Piggins and Pesky Kids series, and I'm super excited to bring my podcast, Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt, to ABC Listen. So join me and Nanny Piggins, the world's most glamorous flying pig, and let us transport you to a world of adventure, mayhem and chocolate. Find Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt on the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.